And now it's time for StoryCorps Atlanta. This past summer, Ishbir Singh, an international student from India, returned from a five-month study abroad program in Argentina when he met up with his close friend and fellow Yellow Jacket, Maithili Appalvar. He told her a little bit about how he grew as a person as a result of his brief time in Buenos Aires.
One of the goals that I set for myself was to be able to talk to and to connect with like anyone, regardless of their background or their national origin. When I was there, I used to go to all these language exchanges where people would put up flags of their nationalities. So there were all these people from very different backgrounds. It was like initially, I felt strange. I don't know, no one seemed to have a background similar to mine. It's just that, I don't know, talking to them, I discovered things. And we all have these shared experiences, you know, shame, guilt, happiness, love. These things, they bind us together as people, as a community, as humans.
I think that's really interesting when it so happens that other people are a method for you to explore your own identity. Do you think there's a particular way in which the experience you had in your study abroad really changed you as a person?
Definitely. I mean, earlier I used to be much more judgmental. Even before, like, I prided myself on being open, but once I was there, I like realized that I wasn't really open. I guess it all comes down to sharing experiences, you know?
Mm-hmm. Is there one person or a particular experience that really stands out to you as something that was extremely special to you from that trip?
So I did this solo trip to the north of Argentina. I had these 8 days between my classes and the finals. And I thought, you know, I gotta go somewhere. I gotta explore the country. And I go to skyscanner.com. I put in from Buenos Aires to like any place, you know. And it gives me the cheapest ticket, and that is Salta. And Salta is a province in the north of Argentina. Okay, Salta, might as well. Then I booked the ticket right there and then without knowing anything.
Okay.
The only thing that I had planned was where I would stay for the first night.
Oh, wow.
And I was talking to the taxi guy, and he's like, I would recommend you this one, you know, because like it has more international people and like everything. Then I'm like, okay, sure, let's go there. It was so unplanned, but I had the time of my life because I had nowhere to be. I had all the time in the world to go anywhere I wanted. So I talked to all these travelers. They were backpacking around South America. So I told them, you know, I had these 7-8 days and I want to make the most of them, you know. So one of them recommended to me a tiny village. That place, I mean, I had never even heard about it, you know. So I booked a bus ticket like the very next day. And when I went there, I was in a hostel room with like, there were me and these four other girls. And I mean, we stayed together for 2 nights. We did everything together, going out, going to other places, take all these selfies. Then that's what they remain, like just pictures and memories. We bonded together in such a short time. And I guess goodbyes really are hard. And that realization that you're never going to see these people again.
It really hits you.
It really hits you. And then you realize that life is short. You're only going to cross paths with these people once. So you got to make the most of it. You can't squander time. You can't squander opportunities because they don't come every day.
That was Ishbir Singh speaking with his friend Maithili Appalvar. This story was produced locally for WABE by Melissa Terry. Do you have a memorable experience from overseas or a trip you took with a friend that you two would like to share and remember in the booth together? Well, why not book some time at the StoryCorps booth at the Atlanta History Center? It's easy to do. Details are at our webpage, wabe.org/StoryCorps.